So why are you wasting so much time going back and forth in your head, second guessing yourself, when if you just take action, both choices would have worked out just fine?
Hello, and welcome to the Lucy Liu Show, the fueling station for your mind, business, and life. And now, here's your host, Lucy Liu.
Hey there, high achiever. This episode is for you if you catch yourself second guessing your decisions and you want to stop that. A very common theme I see from talking to clients or people in general is that very often, as soon as we make a decision, we start second guessing or doubting our decisions. Now, if you need help to make a faster decision to start with, head back to episode 93, where I talked about making faster decisions. Is it normal to second guess a decision? Totally. And you are not alone. It is human nature, and that only means your brain is also doing its job right, trying to protect you from what it thinks can be harmful. So don't beat yourself up just because you're feeling this way. Second guessing is a sign of a healthy, highly functional psyche. Second guessing yourself is your way of preparing yourself for some of the realities of a new experience that you're about to get into. What does second guess your choices mean though? When you second guess something, you are predicting what will happen in the future. And one of my motto has always been that the future is a mystery. So let the mystery be. Let the mystery unfold. Don't waste your precious time now to worry about something that hasn't even happened yet, because today is the gift, and that's why we call it the present. What is second guessing a symptom of? Second guessing is often thought of as a form of insecurity, anxiety, and sometimes lack of self-confidence about whether or not you have made the right decision. Well, there's also another term called gaslighting. Gaslighting is a term describing the form of emotional abuse where another person is making you doubt yourself or question yourself. In the case of gaslighting, seek professional help. But in this episode, I am only talking about the kind of second guessing you are putting on yourself, the self-doubt, okay? Like I said earlier, it is okay and healthy to second guess decisions and maybe review the pros and cons, but prolonged or chronic second guessing tendencies and inaction to move forward after making a decision, that needs to be stopped. I do think second guessing is in some ways or many ways similar to overthinking. So if you also find yourself overthinking, please tune in to episode 89 on the Lucy Liu Show on how to stop overthinking. So let's get to the good part. How do we stop second guessing ourselves? Well, for one, I believe the first step to overcoming any obstacle in life is to have awareness in the situation. So stopping second guessing yourself is to understand your motivation. Why you second guess yourself? Beware of the negative thoughts that might be spiraling around in your head that's keeping you second guessing and stopping you from taking action. So watch your thoughts, be more consciously aware of where your thoughts are going, and therefore catching yourself in the action of second guessing yourself. And therefore you can take steps to overcome it and reframe your thoughts so that you are actually moving forward with your goals. Number two, remember that only action will lead to clarity. We call it second guessing for a reason. It is only a guess. It's fuzzy, it's blurry, and we're scattered all over the place. We're overthinking. So the only true way to stop it is to actually take action. Yes, sometimes as soon as you take action or make a decision, you second guess yourself again. But that's okay, because even so, you have moved one step forward, and baby steps forward makes forward progress. So it's not about perfection. It's only about moving one step ahead. It's about moving forward one step at a time. Okay. Number three, I want you to trust yourself and trust your intuitions. Making a decision forces you to get out of your fear loop and help you grow in ways where you are not comfortable. When you second guess yourself, it's usually because of that discomfort or that fear that it's there. But it's important to remember that change happens incrementally. Even if you're not seeing an obvious positive result yet, believe it. Believe it's coming. Believe there is a way. Believe blessings are coming, and your decisions had its reasons that led you to exactly where you are now. So again, trust yourself and trust your intuitions. Number four, realize there is often not one right answer. This one comes up a lot in client sessions, because sometimes we're so often stuck in choosing between option A or option B that we forget there is a possibility of option C, or that both option A or B can work. So there is actually no wrong answer. So why are you wasting so much time going back and forth in your head, second guessing yourself, when if you just take action, both choices would have worked out just fine, right? And last but not least, uncertainties and risk are inevitable. Remind yourself this. Remind yourself that whatever decision you make, there is always risk involved. The important thing is to minimize the risk as much as possible by gathering, obviously, all the information you need to make an informed decision and take action. Uncertainty is the only true certainty we have in life. So embrace each season, embrace each opportunity to grow, embrace even mistakes and failures, and just have more fun along the way. Instead of dwelling on your decisions, focus on how you can make this new journey or new chapter of your life more interesting for your own enjoyment. Ask yourself, what actions can you take that you will actually be happy doing? Focus on your long-term goals. Focus on your mindset. Focus on your personal growth, because what you focus on grows. So when you focus on the right things, that's when things change for you. Cheers to you writing the new adventurous chapter of your life. I'll see you next week.
To all the beautiful souls listening, thank you for joining me on this episode of The Lucy Liu Show. When I'm not podcasting, I am coaching high-achieving women in life transitions, getting unstuck, kissing overwhelm goodbye, and living a more joyful and fulfilled life through strategic goal setting and mindset transformation. It would mean the world to me if you subscribe, rate, or share this with a friend. And don't forget to join me for the next episode. Remember, there is always a way, and more blessings are coming your way. For free resources and show notes, head over to lucyluecoaching.com.